Phoenix FM.
Now, I'm joined by Barry Walden from The Repair Box, who are one of our sponsors here on Phoenix FM. And you come in to talk about your business, which is absolutely great. And that's what local radio is about. So tell us about The Repair Box and what do you do there?
So The Repair Box is something that's evolved via my son, who started fixing mobile phones in his bedroom 2 years ago. Basically, his mum and I have been sick to death of phone parts all over the house. So we said, why don't you expand? Various problems through COVID, finding premises, stock was the main issue. But now we finally got over that hurdle. In January, we opened our new office in Ramsden Heath, Hallmark House, and we're open for business. One of the main reasons we've gone big, or bigger, is because the local companies, we feel, are not being fair on their customers regarding price and yes. quality of repair.
Yeah, you said, number one, you set up during the pandemic. How difficult was that to say, I'm going to do a new business just when nobody can go out and do anything?
Well, yeah, obviously getting the adequate training, because he was self-taught, but we did feel that he ought to go to have like professional training. So getting that was cancelled two or three times because of COVID. And myself, I did the same courses. So that was delayed two or three times. Trying to find premises was another difficult one through COVID. Mm. And stock.
Yeah.
There was a big backlog. I mean, you've heard all the excuses. COVID, you know, ships stuck in the Suez Canal. Yeah. We've heard them all. Yeah. But it rolled on and it just affected us. We only opened in December. Mm. It was January before we opened. So we lost a month. We lost the Christmas trade. But we had no choice. We just couldn't get through.
Now, you were saying that we were talking off air and saying mobile phones to people, to most people, they are your lifeline. And it isn't just anymore just about making a call or sending a text. We do banking. We've got all of our photographs, which most of us don't back up. But you should make sure you back up your phone as well with your pictures
Absolutely.
And your videos. But when we need to get something done or something goes wrong, we do get very nervous about where we take our phones, because obviously we've got a lot of personal information.
Regarding the security, 99% of repairs, we don't need to have your password.
Yeah.
Therefore, we can't get to your information. Mm. You know, that's just out of our remit. We're not interested in that.
Yeah.
I, 3 years ago, broke the screen on my brand new phone. It was only 3 or 4 months old. Took it to a local guy. Fixed the screen, great. But I noticed the battery was dying very, very quickly. About 6 months later, Connor started doing this from his bedroom. He said, I'll have a look at it, Dad. They'd taken the battery.
Mm.
It wasn't an original battery. So he'd fixed my phone, taken my battery, put a dodgy battery in.
Yeah.
And here I am with a, you know, I didn't know that until he opened it up.
And is that, so, and that's what pushed you to set up your own?
Well, it's that, yeah, we've spoken to a lot of people about this. Yeah. And these particular places are doing this over and over again. There were screws missing, important screws missing.
Mm.
And we just thought, no, we can do better than this.
Yeah.
You come in for a screen, we'll change your screen. And what we do is we'll mark everything we put into your phone so that we know that we've done that repair and it's straight.
And it's not just mobile phones. You look after
tablets
as well.
Yeah, we're doing tablets. I mean, down the line, we'll probably start on PlayStations.
Yeah.
But that's a way down the line. It's early days yet.
Yeah.
So it's tablets and phones at the moment,
yeah.
Whether it's Android or Apple.
Get a PlayStation in there, you'll never do any work.
Well, it won't bother me. I wouldn't have to turn one on.
Well, it's a PlayStation 5. I've been trying to get one, but you can't get them anywhere at the moment. Do they have to come into the shop?
No. Something else that's unique to us, we will come to your home and pick your phone up,
yep.
Take it away, fix it, and bring it back to you free of charge.
Oh, wow.
That's within a 5-mile radius of yep. Billericay.
Excellent.
So we've had a few customers, pensioners, who can't get out. We've gone there, picked it up, repaired, took it back to them.
Yeah.
That's all part of the service.
And the other thing to remember with mobile phones as well is that we're so used to being in a throwaway society with, like, washing machine brakes, get a new one. Years ago, people would have repaired stuff and you would have kept stuff. Mm. We shouldn't be doing it for the environment as well. And also for your pocket, it's better to get things repaired. And if there's nothing really wrong with your phone, and just because it's not the latest phone, it's still a working phone. So it's worth getting things repaired.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, while Connor's not doing anything for customers, we're refurbishing phones. So we've got a stock of phones for sale as well.
Yeah.
In fact, if your phone's not working at all and you haven't got a phone, we'll loan you a phone while we're repairing yours. so that you're not out of action. We had a lady come in and she desperately needed iTunes on her phone. She didn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
So we did it for her. It was a free, you know, it's 5 minutes to get it on for her. Mm. Yeah, anything like that will help out.
Where can people find you? Because I know you're all over social media.
Yeah. So we've got an office in Hallmark House in Ramsden Heath. It's a bit out of the way, which is why we're doing, another reason for doing the pick-up drop-off service.
Yeah.
But another reason is our rent is low, which means we can keep our prices down.
Yeah.
We will beat any price you find on the high street, guaranteed.
Yep.
You come into us, we will beat their price. And we'll also come to your house and pick it up and drop it off for you, as well as being cheaper.